Defender for Environmental Rights is arguing a landmark case in which environmental activists are seeking to force the government to reduce air pollution in the coal-rich Highveld area. Eskom has a number of coal-fired power plants in the Highveld area, and Sasol operates the largest coal-to-liquids plant in Secunda. If this case does go ahead, it will likely have significant cost impacts for the likes of Eskom and Sasol, which will need to work out a plan sooner to become compliant with emissions targets, as they've been given special privileges to only become compliant by 2025. Well, to speak about the legal action and its aims, I'm joined on the line by Thomas Nguni. He's a community manager at Groundwork. This is one of the environmental organizations that the Center for Environmental Rights is representing. Thanks very much for joining us, Thomas. Who are the parties represented by the Center for Environmental Rights to launch this case, and ultimately, what's the desired end game?
So, thanks for the opportunity. There are two parties who have filed their application. One is Groundwork, which is an environmental justice NGO. And I think we need to be clear, we've been following whether government implements the current regulations or not for quite a number of years. Mm. And then the second one is a community-based organization, which is in Witbank, called Hugani Environmental Justice Movement Association, and they've been trying to engage and interact with all levels of government as well to say, oh, we've got a crisis in this area and we need to attend to this as a matter of agency.
Hmm. We understand that the Department of Environmental Affairs, as it was at that time, has tried to put in place plans to clean up the air quality in the Highveld area. Presumably you haven't seen much movement in this regard, and that's why you've decided to go ahead with this action.
Well, I think, like I said, there was a prior engagement, but also the minister, when she exercised her powers back then, she declared the area a priority area, and the Highveld Priority Area Air Quality Management Plan was enacted, and up until now, nothing much has happened. But what is interesting is that within the plan, there's a specific time frame to review the plan. So after 2.5 years, the plan is supposed to be reviewed. That didn't happen in time. Mm. And when they did their midterm review, which was almost the time when we were supposed to review the plan completely in 2017, Groundwork, CR, and Highveld Environmental Justice Network, we also undertook a process to do a similar review to see what's coming out of the process. And interestingly enough, both reviews indicated that nothing much is happening, air quality monitoring tools are not working, and the situation is getting worse. So I think what we need to understand is that the continued failure by government to enforce air quality legislation has a direct impact on people's health, and yes, we cannot let that go because it's a clear violation of their constitutional rights.
So from your research of the Highveld area specifically and the industries there, what sort of health effects have you guys observed that workers and the people in the surrounding communities are suffering from?
To date, I would say we have a high prevalence of people with bronchitis, people with asthma, people with lung cancer. I think we had, I think the last report from the Cancer Association in Middleburg was that the rate of lung cancer is increasing. Mm. There's a high prevalence of people with sinuses. And I would say the worst case scenario is that it has become normal in this part of the world to see people with that, you know. And even if you go to a health institution, you don't get, I would say, the required attention or treatment as would be expected for somebody with such a condition.
Yeah. Thomas, you've made it very clear that, you know, this is not about specific companies. It's not about, you know, going after people. It's just about the principle of ensuring that there's clean air, decent clean air quality in that environment. But of course, we do have big players there like your Eskom and Sasol as well. And they had been granted permission to only comply with emission standards by around 2025. Now, presumably, you're hoping that if you're successful with your case, that that won't be the case. They'll have to be compliant sooner. But of course, there'll be financial implications on their side, because I think it's quite a process for them to become compliant. I suppose it's not really your problem, but there are practical challenges involved.
Yeah, there are challenges, but I think we need to be very clear that when the minimum emission standards were enacted, industry were involved, Sasol and Eskom were heavily involved in the process, and there was enough time for a transition. So if you look into the time frame as to when the standards were enacted and go up until 2015, where the first minimum emission standards came in for 2015 and then the 2020 standards, then you realize that industries are making, I would say, a lame excuse.
Yes.
But I think we also need to be clear, this is not about cost. This is about people's life.
Yes.
Eskom's own report, not even our report, Eskom's own report says they are responsible for about 330 deaths per year. I mean, one death is too much.
Of course.
So we need to begin to ask ourselves a question as to say, do we prioritize money over human life? So I don't see why we should keep saying this will cost Eskom a lot of money, because the more it costs Eskom a lot of money, it's almost, we've got more than 300 people dying, but we've got other people who have to be hospitalized.
Yes.
And some of those people had to pay out of their own pocket to deal with that. So this is a clear violation of basic human rights, and we want to compare that with money. I don't think it's fair to compare the right to health, the right to life, with capital.
Yeah, no, spot on. I wouldn't argue with you on that one. Well, and anyway, how long is the hearing for, and when are you expecting to get a decision on your legal case?
So right now we've just submitted our founding affidavit, and all the respondents will have up until July to file their responding papers or indicate whether they want to oppose the case or not. So right now the ball is in the respondents' court, and the president is one of those, the Minister of Environmental is one of the respondents listed, and the different MSCs from Gauteng and Mpumalanga.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully we'll speak to you again as the case progresses. Thank you very much for your time, Thomas. That was Thomas Nguni. He's a community manager at Groundwork. This is one of the environmental organizations that's been represented in this case that basically seeks to ensure that there's cleaner air in the Highveld area.